We're holding on Hey and Aleph at the bottom by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going to deal with two scenarios where there's a disagreement between the Baal and the father. If this mum developed before the Arison, or it only first developed after the Arison. So he married her with the understanding that there's no mumin. Or there's such a movement which we automatically assume that any person would be makbed on. But the father is arguing that they only developed after the Arison, the time of the Arison, which that's the moment of Kiddushei Tos, she didn't have any movement. Okay. So, see if Arison and Nesuin would happen at the same time would be pretty straightforward. They do Arison, and Nesuin, the husband would take her home and he'd find the womb. So we know when it happened. The problem is there was Arison, and then they would sit and wait at the father's home for a long time until they did the Nesuin. So maybe the womb happened before the Arison, the womb happened after the Arison. So she's already after Arison, and they find the womb. The father claims that it happened after the Arison, and the husband says, no, it was there before the Arison. So Av Tzorach Labi Raya Shemi Arso. There's years on the side of Noldu or Hoyba Mumin Haloldu. So the father has to prove that it happened after the Arison and that it was the mazel of the husband that his field got flooded. Okay. Let's say, however. She went to the Rishus of the Baal, and the Baal finds that he's Mumin. So, Baal Tzorach Labi Raya, Shashlo Nis Arso, Hoyeba Mumin Elu. Maybe these Mumin developed in the last year and a half. They're only first found after the. It's a certain Mumin we know the Mumin has to be born with, so that's not a question. But the Mumin which could develop at any point in time. So the husband has to prove that they happened before the Arison. So Remeir says that he has to prove that they happened before the Arison. Now, just the thought process you have to understand is, means that we can't prove it, he has to pay the ksuba. We're using whatever argument this argument is to be mochi mamon from the Baal. With the Baal, I mean, we can argue, we don't know, so Misafik, Misafik, the husband shouldn't pay. We're saying, no, Misafik is going to pay. He has to prove otherwise. So we'll have to see what that argument is in the Gemara. That the Baal can argue that the Mumin were there the whole time was Mumin Shebeseser. Alba Mumin Shebegolui, Eno Yochalitzen. So he has no argument on Mumin Shebegoli anyway because they're obvious and he saw them and he agreed to the marriage. If there's a bathhouse in that city, before he married her, he would could check with his female relatives if there was anything about her which was uncomely. So if either he knew about it and he agreed and now he's changing his mind, or he chose not to ask any questions and he said, I don't mind. But either way, we have to assume that the husband was masking to marry her with any potential problems there are. So he accepted them. And it's now any moon which has come afterwards is we don't believe him that he's makbed on it because he would have been makbed. He never would have married her. Okay. So Grashi.
He's refusing to go to the next step. He's okay, fine. So divorce and give her the ksuba. So the father has to prove that the movement happened after the Arison. Let's say Nicholas was just about Nisais. He's coming to the divorcer and claiming he doesn't have to pay a ksuba because the mumin are a valid argument to the divorcer. Val tzarich lo biraya edim. Kulam afarshu gemara. The Chachamim say that the whole right of the Baal to argue about Mumin in general was limited because Yadav was biased. And Yochalitun, the Yadav, when he's biased, he knew about it and he agreed to it. Okay. So the Gemara, time of the Maisi Ha'avraya, Hola Maisi Ha'avraya, Habal Mehem. So if the father's trying to prove, the father has to prove that the Mumin were there after the Arison. And otherwise, we assume the Baal wins, he doesn't have to pay the Ksuva. In the case of the Reisha, that they haven't went into Rishus Sabal yet. So who's the Tan of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua Damar, we had back in the first parak. As opposed to Rav Gamliel, and Rabbi Eliezer would say that in that case, the woman is Namati Moti from the Baal. Here we say the Baal doesn't have to pay. The woman is not Naman Timothy from the Baal. And that's what Yeshua says. It's a Sophic. You can't make him pay me Sophic. But Aim is safer. It says, Nichlas of Shus Baal. Baal Tzar will have Uriah. Once he had Nisuan, in the case of the Mishnais in the first parak, we even have to Nisuan. So she's Shus Baal. Baal Tzar will have Uriah. The Baal has to prove that the woman came earlier, and otherwise he has to pay time at the Maisi Baal Raya. It's only he's only part of it, he proves it. Holy Maisi Baal Raya. If the husband doesn't prove it, Mohammed, the father's believed in, he has to pay the Ksuba. Also, Rav Gamliel, Domer Nemenis. Says like Rav Gamliel, but says that she's Neman to be Maisi from the husband. So, Rav Belozer says, Tavra, we have a broken Mishnah. Misha Shanazul or Shanazul, it's a steer in the Mishnah, there's no way to answer it. And it's in the Enochonami. So we have a Mishnah where the Reish and the Sefer are two different opinions, and it doesn't fit. Okay. Amar Rava. Rava says no. Loy tema, Rabbi Yeshua loy ozo boser chazaka the gufa klal. So Rabbi says, but there's a chesed of gufa over here. We're talking about a mum which is a person is not born with. So the assumption she was born without a mum. The question is, when did this mum take place? So part of the power of chazaka is that chazaka has two powers to it. Chazaka is that we have a lot of assumption that nothing changed. So in a case where we have no reyes silafaneinu, we're not mechuyev to ask any questions. So question. So a woman's married to a kohen, and she's lading truma. The husband goes out to work, and she's eating truma. Maybe her husband dropped dead. We don't know. Chazaka says that he's alive. Right? So she's not mechuyev to ask any questions. There's no reyes silafaneinu. Fine. That's one power of chazaka. The source of chazaka, the more it says in the Chulin first parak, is actually such a scenario. What's the scenario? The scenario is that a kohen comes to look at a nega on the bias, or a kohen looks at a nega on the person, and he perceives the size of the nega. He steps out of the bias, and he's surrogate the bias. Comes back a week later, and the nega has spread. So, no matter how large the nega is to start with, that doesn't make him tummy until it spreads. Well, the Gemara says, how do you know from the moment that he saw the nega until he walked out the door So what time do you measure it against? You measure it against the moment of Hesker, not the moment when the Kohen saw the Nega. So he saw the Nega, it's all the way. He walks into this gigantic mansion, and it takes him, 5 minutes to walk out from the back of the house all the way to the front door. Maybe the Nega got bigger then. So now when he sees the Nega larger at the end of the week, it didn't spread. Because the moment of the definition of the size of the Nega is when he shuts the door, not when he sees the Nega. I see the Nega is bigger now. So maybe it happened during those 5 minutes. Who said it happened after he shut the door? Maybe it happened before he shut the door. So it means the Nega didn't spread. No, we assume that the Nega stayed the same size. And any change which happened took place later. It's supposed to have taken place earlier. So the power of Chazaka is to tell me that even if there was a change, the change took place later. So in this case over here, the person's born, that we had in the first parak, a girl is born a psula. Now she's a bula. When did that change to her body take place? Something happened, the body changed. When did it happen? Right? So the husband's arguing that it happened before the erisin. Therefore he eats a methyl toast, he doesn't know what ksuba. And the woman's saying, no, it happened after the erisin, she's ready, was in Arusa, and then somebody was ma'anasir. So it happened later. So Ramil says she wins. The Chazaka said it happened later. So the Chazaka supports her argument. And Yeshua says, no, it's a suffix. So it means you don't use the Chazaka to Matzivamit. So Yeshua doesn't rely on Chazaka. So here also we have the same question. When did the moon take place? The moon take place after the Erisin. Chazaka supports that. It's the type of moon which she wasn't born with. So the Chazaka supports that the moon happened later. And we're saying we're arguing maybe it happened earlier. So the Chazaka should support that it happened later, and the husband shouldn't have the husband should have to pay a ksuba. So Rishua says no. Amar Rava, loy tamer Rishua li also bosa Chazaka the Gufa klal. Don't say that Rishua holds the Chazaka the Gufa has no power at all. It does. But against the chazaka of the gufa, there's a chesed mamon with it, which we call referred to as the mitzvah of chevra l'varaya. So he's musik in his money. You want to be mitzvah from him based on a chazaka. Yeshua says, I'm sorry, you can't be mitzvah mamon based on a chazaka. A mitzvah of chevra tzarech raya, right? The raya that he needs is Aden, not a chazaka. But in case where it's not arguing with the Chazaka the Mamayna, of course Rabbi Shua accepts the concept of the Chazaka the Gufa. Okay? Now, Tezer points out that the more it's not being mechad, Rabbi's not being mechad to me that Rishu holds a chazaka. That's not the question. The question is, when I have two chazakas, a chazaka the goof is the stronger one or a weaker one. So Rishu agrees that chazaka the goof is the stronger one of the two. Just against the chesed mammon, it's not. But that we're discussing in the case there's no chazaka on the other side, obviously you use chazaka of the gufa. That's then a chazaka. So Rishua holds a chazaka. That's not what Rabbi's trying to tell me. Rabbi's trying to tell me that even if there's a chazaka against the chazaka of the gufa, still the chesed of the gufa is stronger. The only issue Rishua says that and the truth is over here. You have a chazaka against the chesed zaguf. The woman started out as a penuya, and you want to know, did she get married? So the chesed penuya tells me she's not married. Any doubt whether she got married or not means she remains unmarried. She remains in the same state she was before. Chazaka zaguf tells me that the womb happened later, and she is married. So we have a conflict between the chesed zaguf and the chesed penuya. Zakrava, Rabbi Shua would say Chesed Aguf is stronger in that situation. So if so, so why does Rabbi Shua say that she should win? Yeah, but there's a Chesed Aguf connected, and that's why not. So Rabbi's point over here is not agrees, the Mishnah agrees that a chesed aguf has the property, the ability to be stronger than other types of chazakah. The physical type of a chazakah in the state of being is a stronger chazakah than the halachic status chazakah of a chesed penuyot. But not to the point to be mati mamon. Okay. Okay.
It doesn't make a difference. I mean, it's possibly more complicated than that, right? Because now it's two chazakas. There's a
chesed penuyot and a chesed mamon to the husband's advantage.
Yeah.
Right. But Pashas Rava's argument is saying that he holds it. Because in the first parak there is machlokes whether the argument over there in the Mishnah, whether there was no erison, just whether he doesn't have to pay ksuba. There was two shitas. Because of the chesed b'silav and imsis b'ula, whether it doesn't get a ksuba at all or it gets a ksuba's mana, they're arguing whether 200 or 100, but they're arguing on the marriage. So there's no, the only issue is the chesed mom and not a chesed penuyot. So in the first parak, in Rabbi Shua's case, that you can't argue the issue was a double chazak. Okay. Okay. So how do I know Rabbi Shua does accept the concept of chazaka the gufa? He gives it a strength, the Tanya. So there's a halacha by tzaras. If a person develops a neged tzaras, very timely, right? So the Torah says one of the simonim of tumo by tzaras, it's tzaras on the skin, is that the hair turns white. So. This is actually be a Mishnah. The Tanan, yeah. In Beharis, Karel Maser Lavan, Tameh. So if the person develops a Beharis, and then the hair turns white, Beharis is a type of it's a very bright, Lashon boy here, very bright. It's a very, very, very bright white. Nega, and then the hair turns white. So Lachas Tameh. Im sarloban kadam la beharis is tor. However, if the sarloban was there before the beharis developed, and then the beharis develops, and we say, well, the hair is white, yeah, but that was there, but nothing to do with the nega, the loch is tor. That's not a simon tuma. Sofik, we're not sure if the hair turned white due to the beharis, so the hair was white beforehand. So Tanakama says tome. So me sofik, the person's tummy. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Keho. This is a weak. It's weak. So Mar says, "My Keho. What it means weak? Amar Rabba Keho Tohar. Amar Rabba Keho Tohar. So just like when the nega, the loch is if the brightness of the nega weakens to some extent, it's not considered nega, which is tummy." So over here, it's weakened. It's as if it'd be weakened, and it's not a simen tuma. So what does it mean that? So why is Rishua says it's Torah? So it should be suffik tamei. At least me suffik, it should be tamei because the ches is a goof. The ches is a goof says that the person doesn't have a nega. So you're coming along and saying that this is a nega, which is gives a person a status of tuma. The chazaka says that it doesn't. So the chazaka works to the advantage of the person, and the person is tor. Okay. Well, if a person, there's different levels of brightness of a nega. If it's beneath that, it never was a nega to start with. A nega which starts out and goes down would also be the same thing.
But he's using it as an idiom. He doesn't mean it. He's just saying, the same way over there, it's Torah, this way is his Torah. It's not, he's not really using it as, that's the issue over here. Okay.
I guess I'm asking this. In one case, the chazaka goes one way, in the other case, it goes the other direction. That if it starts off darker, then it's not tummy. It doesn't develop a heskes of tumor.
Right.
If it starts off bright and darkens, at some point, I guess it has a heskes tumor. And
that doesn't make a difference. Till the kohen sees it again, he's tummy. Once that we passed him that he was Tomei, he's Tomei. Okay. Okay. One more line, unless he's seen Rashi's. Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, which you know the town of our Mishnah here is Rabbi Gamliel. So which means that Rabbi Gamliel said in the first parak that Chazaka the Gufa. So we want to know, did the bia happen before the erison and he married a bula, he wants to marry a basula, or did the bia happen after the erison and somebody was honest or while she's still based a bia but she's already married? Shmuel says the chazaka of the gufa says that it happened afterwards, and Shmuel holds that strong enough to be mati moment. Okay. So chazaka the gufa is a very strong chazaka to the extent that it's moitzi moment. Okay, that's in the first parak. So now, how does that apply over here? So why don't we say, so in the sefer, the mission makes sense, like Rav Gamliel says. The mum only was first discovered by the Baal. We say that it happened by the Baal, it happened later. And at the time of the erison, which is that's the issue, she didn't have a mum, so he wants to divorce her. Fine, it's a perek suva. But the problem is the reisha. The reisha says the mum was only discovered. I can remember when we point out, you know, there could be a very long time lapse since the erison and the suva. The 12 months is only once they make a request for marriage. So then they wait 12 months. But till then, they might wait 3 years. It might be sitting. She's married after Erison for 4 years, sitting by the husband's home, by the father's home. And 3 years after that, they find the mum. So the husband, I was here the whole time. Turn them ill, you wouldn't say that. Just say it happened later, right? So Rabbi says. So how could we learn up that the ratio goes like Rabbi Gamliel as well? Rabbi Mareisha kan nimsu mikan hoyu. Sefer nami kan nimsu mikan hoyu. There's another type of chazaka, Rabbi says. That we find it here. So the if it's here, halachic assumption that. It was here. That's part of chazakas as well. So I have a conflict between the two chazakas. I have the chazaka, the Mikara says, the original chazaka says it happened later. But the same way chazaka says status quo remains the reality, that also means status quo was the reality. So if I find the mum, say, it's been a mum here. So how long has it been here for? It's been here for quite some time. So which chazaka is better? So, but Rabbi says that chazaka is tied to the situation where it's found. Which is the base of via, we say kan nimsu, kan hoyu. You find the Rishus HaBaal, without it, but the chazaka works the opposite. This is where you found it, this is where it was. Which means it happened by the Baal, not beforehand. So in the Sefer, this concept of Kan Nimsu Kan Hoyu supports the father's argument that the husband has to pay. In the Reisha, the Kan Nimsu Kan Hoyu argument undermines the father's argument and says, well, if it's here, it's been here. And it's been here for quite some time. We don't know how long. So in the Reisha, the husband doesn't have to pay. Okay. Rashi learns
That's not a vadai, so it's a suffix. But now the suffix, so you can't be motzi moment. You see Rashi. Rashi, we're going to get the top of the page. Habal mehem. Zomra hoel. It's a suffix. No. There's not no suffix in Vada. We're both, even both people are arguing in Vada. Even it's a suffix. Chazaka, Kenegan, Chazaka. I don't know when it happens. And the Chesed Moment says that the husband doesn't have to pay. We don't know if she really had the womb and she was misleading him. Or no. At the time of marriage, there was no womb. And she did not mislead him in any way. And the marriage was valid. And now he owes her ksuba. Well, sasafik, hemen mamon al cheskos. So we leave the mamon where it is. So money, Rabbi Shua, that's Rabbi Shua Shita. Domer Perakama, he marries Misha Restarin and Nasti. So she's arguing that the Bia happened after the Erisin. At the time of the Erisin, I was not a Bula, so the marriage is valid, and you owe me the full Ksuba. He says, no, it happened before the Erisin. So Yeshua says, we don't live on her statements. Shetain the menace. If we had to live in her statements, we'd be in big trouble because we don't believe her. Al hemen mamon al cheskosay. You put the mamon al cheskosay, and he doesn't have to, the husband doesn't pay. V'lozdinim basa chazaka the gufa. We don't use the ches of the gufa to argue. However, savag biyudeinu. We have a savag al shas erison mahi. What was she at the time of the erison? So what's the answer? Hemen a gufa al cheskosay shalkadim l'chein. We should assume that the body is the same status quo as it was beforehand. Right? No, the psula. She's born without bia. So we knew Vada, she was a psula at one point in time. You're not sure when that changed. Chesagu says it didn't change at the time of the Eris. We're talking about a mum which develops later on. So she wasn't born like that. So the Chesagub says that it happened later on. And the husband should have to pay. So that Rabbi Shua says no. So that's our Mishnah. She says the husband doesn't have to pay. That's Rabbi Shua. But the Sevet also Mildo Amar, Hosam, Hina Menes, the Chesaka, the Gufa, Adifa. So Gamil says that she's believed Timati Maman because she has the Chesagub. Do you remember we had it before? The more wanted to say that Ramil's swore is because of Bori Bishan Bori Adif. Because any argument the husband's saying, he's saying is a suffix. She's tiny Bori. Right, she's saying the man does Erison. She sits by the her father's house for 2 years. Then he doesn't assume it. And she, turns out she's a Bula. She says, I'm not arguing. But it happened 6 months ago. He says, no, maybe it happened 3 years ago. So she's Vadai. She's saying, I know when it happened. And he's saying, maybe it happened earlier. So Morris says originally that Emil's argument is Bori B'Shem and Bori Yodav. Her Bori is Mati Maman from the husband's Shema. Morris says, no. Over here it's because there's a Chazaka. The Chesagub tells me that any change in her status happened later rather than earlier. So that supports her argument. So Rashi says, what's that Chazaka? That's a Chazaka the Gufa. So Chazaka the Gufa is a Difa, and it's to the point that Kemoti Maman. And that's Pasha Yilin the Suga over here, that's another friend of the Suga. We pass the Gurmang Amil, which means we hold that a Chazaka the Gufa is a very powerful thing. So if you know, the Yeshua points out the following. There's a machlokes, different places in Shas, but there's a machlokes where the roiv can mati mamon. Plus Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel says, ein holcham mamon achar roiv. Rav cannot be motzi mamon. Rav says it could. We pass like Shmuel halacha because Shmuel be bedini. When it comes to dini mamon, is we pass him like Shmuel. So Rav cannot be motzi mamon. We also have a klal and shas ruba chazaka ruba adiv. If you have a cap between a Rav one way and a chazaka the other way, the Rav wins. So Yeshua says, okay, ruba chazaka ruba adiv. Rav can't be motzi mamon. Saka chazaka be motzi mamon. Right? If A, if B is stronger than A and C is stronger than B, Rav is stronger than Chazak. But Chesed's Mammon, Muchzik is stronger than Rav. So how can the Chazak be Motzi from a Muchzik? So he says you have to say that the Chazak is a goof, is a different type of Chazak than a Chazak which is a Chazak in Din, etc. But a Chazak the goof is actually stronger than Rav. In the same way, if it's Motzi Mammon, for sure it's better than Rav. Rav can't be Motzi Mammon. So Chazaka L'Gufa is a different type of Chazaka. And what we're saying right now is we're really saying that Chazaka L'Gufa is a whole different ballgame than Motzi Mammon. Okay. That's a major mouthful that is said. Tavra, so Rav Gila says that Kasha Reisha is the safer. Tistira. So the Reisha will be true according to Yeshua, and therefore, and there's no difference whether it happened, which is still the base of Yeshua, or whether she had the suin, doesn't make a difference. She doesn't collect the ksuba. But Sefer, the Rabbi Gamliel, Sefer that says she does collect the ksuba, that's true not only if it's by the ready, if she already moved into the husband. But true, even if it was found, but who then lo ida beisavia, that according to Gamliel, she'll get her ksuba. Shein lano tam lachalik bein ida beisavia lenichus of the chupa. There's no difference in svara between these two cases. Whether it was before the suin or after the suin shouldn't change the halacha of the fight between chazaka and the gufa and chesed's mammon. So it comes out that the Reisha and the Seifa are talking about, they're really arguing with each other, and there's no difference between the cases. According to the Reisha, which is Rabbi Yeshua, either case she will not get a ksuba. According to the Mila, either case she will get a ksuba. There's whole Rashi here.